Herb Adderley, Hall of Famer, is with us. Cornerback for the Green Bay Packers. Played 12 years, of course, in the National Football League and won Super Bowls 1 and 2 with the Green Bay Packers. And you have a very vivid remembrance of Green Bay the first time. Tell everybody what your first impression was of Green Bay.
My first time there?
Yes.
Oh, I was driving from Chicago up Route 57, headed to Green Bay, and I, you know, saw a sign once I got into the city limits of population, 68,000. And, you know, it didn't really shock me because East Lansing, Michigan was less people than that. So it was a small town, and, you know, I've had no problems with a small town. And once I got there, you know, I went over to the Packers headquarters and sit down with Coach Lombardi, and he told me what he expected of me and so forth and so on, and gave me the schedule of, you know, the practice sessions. We stand at Sensenbrenner Hall, the Pier, Wisconsin, right there in the 2 miles from the stadium. And that was like my first time there in Green Bay. And I didn't know at the time, but it was an all-white town, no blacks living there at all. And Lombardi, when he entered Green Bay the first time, he brought Emlyn Tunnell, the great Emlyn Tunnell, who had played, I think, at least 14, 15 years with the Giants, and while Lombardi was coaching there. And he brought Emlyn Tunnell with him to make a statement to the team and also to the town that he was bringing a black man with him and that he was going to draft black players down the road to help build Green Bay into a championship.
Now, I was just going to say, in the wintertime, the one thing that you said that you always remembered was the huge mounds of snow, and the cars all had one thing on their antennas. What was that?
That was a red flag because the snow plows would plow the snow up so high, 10, 12 feet, and when you're driving, the only way you could tell another car is coming down one street because it didn't have stop lights, just stop signs and yield signs, so people would be driving and just looking for somebody's antenna with a red, you know, a flag on top of it. So, you know, it's snowing and cold weather. You know, it's the coldest weather and the most snow that I ever experienced in my lifetime.
When you think about playing under the conditions, and of course we all know about that great playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys on the frozen tundra of Green Bay, tell me a little bit about the type of mental attitude you guys had collectively to play in those conditions.
Well, we played in the worst conditions in that Midwest division with Detroit Lions, Chicago, and Minnesota. So we were playing in the worst weather conditions in the entire National Football League. So all the teams were playing outdoors at that particular time. Minnesota sometimes was a little colder than what it was in Green Bay. And also in Chicago, with that wind coming off of Lake Michigan sometimes, like a giant razor blade, if that wind comes off and cut right through you. In Detroit, you know, I was used to that being in Michigan. It got awful cold there. But it was never, ever a game played under the conditions that we played the championship game, and they called it the Ice Bowl. The week before, it was in the low teens, between 15 and 20, while we were practicing. And the day before the game, it was like maybe 15 above. And then that next morning, I heard on the news that it was like, 9 below zero, and I thought it was a mistake. I thought he was saying 9 above. So I stepped outdoors, and it was the truth. I mean, it was like cold, so cold, something I never felt. And my car wouldn't start. It was parked outside. I didn't have a garage. And my car wouldn't start, and I was wondering, oh, wait a minute, I got to get to the stadium. So my buddy, Travis Williams, was driving down the street, so I waved at Travis trying to get him to stop. He waved back and kept going. So I said, uh-oh. You know, so it just so happened that Willie Davis lived only a couple of blocks from me, and I called him and caught up with him, and he picked me up. So we went to the stadium that day, and everybody was, like, shocked that it was, like, 9 or 10 below, and it ended up being 13 below when the game started. And it was the worst weather conditions and the coldest game ever played in the NFL. And Lombardi told us, he said, look, we're not even going to go out and warm up. And he said, gentlemen, I want to tell you something. We cannot worry about the weather conditions or anything else. We have to focus on what we have to do, implement our game plan, and mind over matter. If you go out there thinking you're cold and feeling cold, that's what's going to happen. Let's forget about that and let's go out and play football.
In the book, you talk about life under Vince Lombardi. It was so different, you recalled, saying that Lombardi gave us the freedom to make on-the-field adjustments, and the only way to do it was by communicating. That was one of our strongest assets on the left side in Green Bay. Tell me a little bit more about that communication between you and the left side and the linebackers.
Oh, yeah, well, we all had the freedom because Lombardi drafted smart players, and he let us make decisions if we had to make some type of adjustment on the field. For example, if a team was running a certain play at us and Willie Davis and Dave Robinson were getting tangled up or something would happen that they couldn't make the play they wanted to, so Dave and Willie could make adjustments as to their alignment on the field, that Willie could move out further and put Dave in his position, or Dave could get up on the line of scrimmage. All this could be done with them communicating in order to help stop the play. And also on pass patterns, that was my big thing. Dave helped me on pass routes. If a receiver was coming down and running a certain route inside or outside, well, I'd tell Dave, I said, listen, I'm going to need you out to help me in a walkaway, which would be over the lineup, over the receiver. I'm going to need you out in the flat, or I'm going to need you in the hook zone. And we made those adjustments. And when I knew where Dave was going to be, it helped me to play the receiver either inside or outside or make my adjustments on how I'm going to cover the receiver. And he was essential that I had Dave Robinson and know where he was going to be on every play. And we were able to make those adjustments without going to calling timeout or going to the sideline and say, Coach, it's okay to do this. We had the freedom to do that.
Herb,
it made us a better team.
You guys both won Super Bowls 1 and 2 with the Packers. And I'm just wondering, when you reflect back on those two Super Bowls, because that was so important to the growth of professional football, what are the vivid memories you have about each of those Super Bowls?
Well, Super Bowl 1 was very important, not only to the Green Bay Packers and Coach Lombardi and us. It was important to the National Football League, period, because the American Football League had started up, and we wanted to show who was superior. And Lombardi was more nervous than anybody had ever seen him, and he would always tell us, he said, listen, we have to win the game. He said, this is very important for many reasons. He said, I want you guys to know that we have played better teams than we're going to face in Super Bowl I, the Kansas City Chiefs. He said that, you know, the Baltimore Colts, Detroit Lions, the Vikings, the Bears, just name a few teams that were better than the Kansas City Chiefs. And he said, you guys go out there and you play your game. There's no way in the world that this team can beat you. And we believed him because he was right 99% of the time. He was right when he said something. And we went out to Santa Barbara, California, about 10 days before the game. And that's like 100 miles from Los Angeles. And he said, I like you guys and I love you. He said, but I don't trust you. I cannot have you guys in Los Angeles with the bright lights and all the party and everything that's going on here. We're going out to Santa Barbara, and it's going to be almost like a training camp. And it was the schedule that we had. Get up in the morning, practice, eat lunch, have a meeting, practice a little bit more, a walkthrough, then another meeting, and 11 o'clock curfew. And it was very strict and very serious matter during that whole time we were there. So we went into the Super Bowl I, and we just implemented exactly what he wanted us to do, and we beat him 35-10.
What about Super Bowl II?
Well, I'm going to say on the first Super Bowl, we had to make adjustments on the field because Lenny Dawson was one of the best play-action rollout type of quarterbacks, and Dave and Willie had to make certain adjustments on the line of scrimmage to shut down what Dawson was doing. And we were able to do that. In the first half, it was a close game. In the second half, we were able to shut them down because of the adjustments that we made. And we were also able to score some points. And the biggest play of the game to turn it around was Willie Wood, the great free safety, Hall of Famer, on his interception that turned the game around, gave us the momentum to go and win that one.
I'm wondering what Vince Lombardi said to you after each of those games in the locker room after you had won it, because you know, he was always a very direct type of person. And what did he say to you guys?
Well, he congratulated us and said that we did it and that we deserved the credit. and not him. He said, all I could do was just get you prepared, and I did the best I could to get you guys prepared to play, but you guys get the credit. He said, now, winning this first Super Bowl, said, you did a heck of a job, and I appreciate everything you've done. He said, now, let's prove it to ourselves and get back and win another one. And so that was our goal. He said, winning is not the only thing, it's everything. He said, if you want to prove it to me that you're as good as you think you are, let's get back here next year and win it. And so that was our goal, to get back and win the Super Bowl II, to get back to Super Bowl II.
Herb Adderley has joined us on Sports Byline USA, and I want you to check out this book because it has great stories of not only his playing in Green Bay under Vince Lombardi, but we're going to talk in the next segment about his time in Dallas, because if that was successful and happy time for Herb Adderley, it was a very challenging time for Herb, because what he found in Green Bay and the way he was accepted and treated and black players were treated in Green Bay was not what he found in Dallas, and he talks very candidly about that in this book. We continue across the country and around the world. I'm Ron Barr. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.